Today's daf is Tamura daf Lamed. We left off in daf Chav Tesam Beis. There was a machlokas between Rav and Levi that we were in the middle of discussing about an Esnan. Well, Rav said an Esnan Zachar and Esnan of any other Arayos is Asur. Chutz me Esnan Ishto Nida. When you have Esnan Ishto Nida, if a man, Rachman al Islan, a man pays his wife when she's a Nida to have beer with him, so that is not called Esnan Zona. And Levi says that is called Esnan Zona. So he said the basis of their machlokas was which word we emphasize when we talk about Esnan. Rav emphasizes Zona, and Ishto Nida is not a Zona, and Levi emphasizes To'eva, and Ishto Nida, to sleep with Ishto Nida, certainly is a To'eva. So we discussed yesterday, what does Levi do with the word Zona? Now we're going to discuss, what does Rav do with the word To'eva? So we're about five lines into the medium-sized lines. V'Rav, hay To'eva, may avadle. What does Rav do with the word To'eva that Levi uses to show that Ishto Nida is called an Esnan, that if you pay Ishto Nida, it is called Esnan? So mibay lekeda baye, he uses To'eva to teach me Abaye's din. Da Amar Abaye, Zona Ovedes Kochavim Esnana Aser. A Zona Ovedes Kochavim, if you pay a Zona who's a non-Jewish Zona, the Esnan is going to be Aser. If you give her an animal as her payment, that cannot be used as a carbon. Mai Taima, Ksiv Hacha Toeva, Uksiv Hasam Ki Kala Sher Yasa Mikala Toeva Sahel. Mala Alan Arayos, Shein Kiddushin Tovsimba, Hachanam Yein Kiddushin Tovsimba. Just like by Arayos, when it says Toeva, the definition of Arayos for which you are Chayev Kares are those, or just the other way around, your Chayev Kares for those Arayos where there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, where if you were to be Mekadesh the woman, you would not be married, so too. When we say Toev over here, it only becomes Esnan when it's Ein Kiddushin Tovsinba. And we know that when you if you try to be Mekadish Novedes Kochavim, the Kiddushin is not Tovsin. So if the Kiddushin is not Tovsin, the Esnan is going to be Aser. V'koin Shabala Ein Loka La Mishum Zona. And parenthetically, the Gemara mentions, Abaye has another halacha to state about the Novedes Kochavim, about a Zono's Novedes Kochavim. If a Kohen is Boel, the Novedes Kochavim, he's not going to get Malkus for sleeping with the Zona. My Taima, Dama Krollo Yichalal Zaro. Misha Zarum Yuchas Achrav, Yetzel Vedz Chavim Dein Zarum Yuchas Achrav. Because the Pasuk says Lo Yichalal Zaro, that's the Yisra of him sleeping with the Zona, only when it's going to be Mechalal his Zara. That means it has to be his children that are going to become Chalalim. But when the children are not even Yuchas Achrav, the children aren't even going to be Jewish, like when he sleeps with the Zona of Vedz Kochavim, so that is not included in the Yisra of sleeping with the Zona, and therefore for the Kohen would not get Malkus. So Abaye has an unusual shita vis-a-vis sleeping with an Ovedes Kochavim. If it's a Zona Ovedes Kochavim, Abaye holds that it does have a full status of Esnan, but it does not have a status of the Isser of a Kohen sleeping with a Zona. So it's a quasi-Zona. On the other hand, Abaye holds Zona Yisraelis, Esnan Amutter. The Esnan for sleeping that you pay for sleeping with a Jewish Zona is not going to be a problem of Esnan. The Esnan is going to be Mutter. Because again, Abaye held that when it comes to Esnan, it all depends on whether there's Tfisas Kiddushin. If one is Mekadesh, a Zona Yisraelis, the Kiddushin is Tovsin. Memela, there's no din of Esnan. V'Kohen Shabala, Lokamishum Zona. But on the flip side, if a Kohen is Boel, a Jewish Zona, then he's going to get Malkus. My time, Dozarum Yuchas Achrav, because Kohen sleeps with the Jewish Zona, the child will be a Jewish child. It will be Miyuchas Achrav. So it's a little bit strange. According to Abaye, the way it works out is that even though there are two dinim about a Zona, one is that the Eston is Aser, and the other one is that a Kohen gets Malkus for sleeping with one, but they're talking about two different definitions of Zona. The Eston being Aser is only by a Zona, the Ovedes Kochavim, where there's not going to be any Tfisas Kiddushin, and the din of a Kohen is only by a Zona Yisraelis, where the Zarum Yuchas Achrav. So it's all talking about two completely different definitions of the word Zona. V'Rava Amar, Rava disagrees with Abaye, and he says, Echad Zev, Echad Zev, Esnana Aser. A Zona is a Zona is a Zona. Doesn't matter, Jewish, non-Jewish, the Esnan is going to be Aser, and V'Koin Abal, Alokum Mishum Zona. And a Kohen who sleeps with either one of them gets Malkus Mishum Zona. So there are two dinim about a Zona, that the Esnan becomes Aser, and that a Kohen gets Malkus for sleeping with her, and that applies both to his own Israel, both dinim apply both to his own Israelis as well as to his own of Edus Chavim. My time. Oh, wait a second. Why does Rava learn that way? Why doesn't he hold of Abaye's drushes? After all, Abaye seemed to prove pretty clearly that you only have a din of Esnan when there's no Tfis Kiddushin, that you only have a din of a coin being loka when it's Zara Miuchas Achrav. So Yalfi Me'adadi, it's called the Binyan Av, Mematzinu, that any time the Torah reveals a halacha in one context, we could apply it to another context. Mazon Yisraelis Belav, Avzon Avez Chavim Belav. Just like when a coin sleeps with his own Yisraelis, he's violated Los Haseh. So too, when a Kohen sleeps with the Zon Oved Chavim, he's violated Los Haseh. Uma Esnan Zon Oved Chavim Aser, Afefnan Esnan Zon Yisraelis Aser. And just like the Esnan of a Zon Oved Chavim, Abaye is going to say is Aser, so the Halach is going to be the Esnan of a Zona of his own Yisraelis is also going to be Aser. Now, Tosos writes that according to Rava, even if someone is Boel, a woman who's Mufkeres Luznus, or someone who's Boel and Isha Shedzinsa, that was Mezanu with Chayev Krisos, the Esnan is going to be Aser. The fact that the Bia is Mutter Minatorah, it doesn't matter. Even if this Bia is Mutter Minatorah, if the woman had done something previously that had labeled her a Zona, so that's it, she's a Zona. And Rava would say you'd have all the dinim of a regular Zona. But according to Abaye, the Isra of Esnan is only when you're Boel, one of the Arayos, where this Bia, if it were a Bia L'Shem Kiddushin, Kiddushin wouldn't be Tofes, or a guy where there's no Tfis Kiddushin. All that is learned from Toeva. That is how Tosus understands. However, the Rambam says that even according to Rava, the Isra of Esnan is only when your person is Boel, the either Chayavi Krisus or Chayavi Lavin themselves. Meaning, it can't be that the woman has earned a reputation as a Zona previously, and now this Bia is going to have a problem, an Isra of on the Esnan, when there's absolutely nothing Usr about this Bia. No, it's only when this Bia is fundamentally problematic, when this Bia itself is an Isra Kares, or this Bia itself is an Isra Lav. Only then is Rava going to say, that's a Ram and Isra Mizbech, Perek Dalet, Halach Ches. Only then is Rava going to say, even Rava going to say that the Esnan is going to be Chal, is going to have a din of Esnan, the Isra of Esnan. Lech Mishnah wonders why the Rambam says, Dafka, the Etzim Habiyaz, the Biyaz, Nus, the Esnan is Asur. The Gemara compares an Esnan, the din of Esnan, to a din Zona. We learn one from the other according to Rava. So if that's the case, just like by a Kohen, Isha Shazinsa is already considered a Zona, meaning certainly by a Kohen, we know that's the halacha. If a Kohen sleeps with a woman who already is a Zona, she's been Mizana several times, she already is a Zona, that's definitely the Lav. He's definitely violated the Lav. So the Chor, we should have said the same thing with Gabe Esnan, meaning if we're learning them from each other, and that's what Rava clearly does, he learns the halacha of one from the other, he compares the two to each other, so the din by Esnan also should have been that if a woman was Mizana with Chayavi Krisu, with Chayavi Lavim in the past, she's considered a Zona, and therefore, even if a man who is not Chayav Elav and Chayav Krisos sleeps with her, it should be a problem of Esnan. For whatever reason, the Rambam doesn't hold that way. But it's difficult to understand, the Lech Mishnah points out, why the Rambam doesn't hold like Tosos. Now the Gemara tries to bring a Raya, first very wide line of Chavtas and Beis, and Meis Vei, Echad Zona of Etzchav, Echad Zona Yisraelis, Esnan Asur, whether it's in Zona of Etzchav or Zona Yisraelis, the Esnan is going to be Asur, Tiyufta Dabai, direct Kasha Rabai, because Abai held that Esnan is only Asur when there's no Tfisa Kiddushin on the Zona of Chavim, not on the Zona of Yisrael. So straight up, very direct kasha on Abaye. Now over here we have serious girsa issues, and everyone changes the girsa in a slightly different way. We're going to stick with the Gruz changing of the girsa, which will not be that challenging. We won't have to add any extra words. All we're going to have to do is take two lines from later on the daf and read them right here, and then skip them when we get to them later. So again, the kasha is on Abaye. How can Abaye say that Esnan that is paid to a Jewish zona is not a problem of Esnan? We have Beferish in the Brisa that Esnan paid to a Jewish zona is a problem of Esnan. So Amar Lach Abaye. So now we skip to two lines before the end of the page, right after the words Lishna Achrina. Amar Lach Abaye Ki Katani Ha Ba'arayos Shem Kiddushin Tovsin Ba. When do we say that the Esnan paid to a Jewish woman is going to be Aser? that's only if it happens to be one of the arayos where there's no tefisas kiddushin, right? So that's why there's the asun is going to be asun, because that's the rule. The rule is whenever there's no tefisas kiddushin. If this Jewish woman happens to be someone who's arayos to you where there's no tefisas kiddushin, like she's nashis ish, let's say, so then the asun is going to be asur. Vaktani seifa, but wait a second, it says in the seifa almanu kohen gadol grusha v'chlutz l'kohen hediot esnana asur v'hahani kiddushin tovsin behen. But it gives examples of people whose esnan is going to be asur, and it talks about isuri lavin, like an almanu kohen gadol grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hediot, meaning if a kohen gadol pays an almana to have beer with him, so that is, Klal Yisrael's got bigger problems, I guess, if the kohen gadol is paying an almana to have beer with him, but if kohen gadol pays an almana to have beer with him, so the esnan is going to be Aser, and there is Tfisas Kiddushin, because in that situation it's only Chayavei Lav and it's not Chayavei Krisus. Now back to where we were before. Answers the Gemara, Hamani Rabbi Akiva, he Damrein Kiddushin Tovsin B'Chayavei Lavin. No, that must be assuming, like the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin by Chayavei Lavin. Rabbi Akiva holds, B'Chayavei Lavin creates Mamzerus. That's why in Ksuvus, the other time, got upset at Rabbi Akiva. They said, maybe you should go learn other things. We don't need you in the base medrash turning half a Klal Yisrael into Mamzerim. So Rabbi Akiva held, Chayavei Lavin is enough to make no Tfisas Kiddushin. V'akamashman, the cold zone of Lotafsi B'Kiddushin, Dumya Dalmana, the Lotafsi B'Kiddushin, and it's telling me that that anytime you have a zona, there's no Tfis Kiddushin, just like an Almana has no Tfis Kiddushin. Ulrava, Maishna, Diktani, Kigon, Almana, Kohen Gadol. But wait a second, according to Rava, who holds that even when there is Tfisas Kiddushin, you have a din of Esnan, so why, of all the examples of where we have a din of Esnan, does the Mishnah or Brisa have to give me the example of an Almana, Kohen Gadol? Pick a regular case of just two people who the woman is a zona, and say that the Esnan is Aser. Why do you have to come up with an Isra Lav? So Dumya Dalmana, Ma Almana Lalaki Ad Masriba, Avzona Ad Amar Halach. So we want to compare Zona to Almana. Just like Almana, you're not going to get Malkus unless there's Hasra'ah, so too by Zona, it has to be stated explicitly that he's paying her for the act of Znus. Lafuki mit Rav Lazar, Dam Rav Lazar, Panoi Abala Pnuya, Shalol Shemisho Sasa Zona. As opposed to Rav Lazar, who just thinks that any time a single guy and a single girl sleep together, that has a din of Zona. So the way Rava learns it is that this price is coming to me otherwise. That no, it has to be where there's payment for her services. Only then, when there's direct payment, and it's stated that that payment is for her services, only then is she a zona. The fact that she happens to be a single girl sleeping with a single guy does not make her a zona. But if she's a zona meikara, then she was a zona in the first place. Then she in fact would, the esnan would in fact be aser. So now we just skipped that lishna akrina because we already read it. So says Gemara hamani Rav Lazari damar panui, meaning we skipped to the last two words of the hamani Rav Lazari. This is assuming like Rav Lazari damar panui abala panui shlol shemishos asa zona, that if a single girl sleeps with a single guy, it makes her a zona. If they're just sleeping together and it's not for the sake of Ishus. Ira Blazar, my Irial Mana, Nisni Pnuya. But wait a second, if it's coming to tell me Rabbi Lazar, why does he have to give an example of an Almana? Shouldn't it just talk about a Pnuya? It should talk about a single girl, because Rabbi Lazar holds even a single girl would label the person a Zona. So Gemara Almana Itzrich. No, we need to be told about Almana. Sal Padai Tchmina Hol Binyan Avhu Lo Nitzru Kamash Mlan. I might have thought that since Almana is derived from a Binyan Av, it should not be Aser Kamash Mlan. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Binyan Avhu. I nakat pnuya. Had it only told me a case of a single girl who had slept with a guy al l'shem znus, hava amina pnuya in. I would think, yes, when you pay a single girl for her services, that has a din of esnan, delaki isura, because there's no iser other than just the esnan. Aval kol esnan shel isha asur lo nitzer. But I might have thought that when you're sleeping with a woman who's anyway asur to you, there's not going to be a din of esnan. You got bigger problems than esnan, and there won't be a din of esnan. The esnan itself will not become asur. Taksiv b'kra zona ustam zona hainu b'pani p'niya l'Reb Lazar. Reb Lazar thinks that the word zona, the pashut taich of the word zona in Reb Lazar's point of view, is just a single girl who sleeps around, single girl sleeps with single guys, but it's just a promiscuous girl. But it has nothing to do with taking money for her services, and it has nothing to do with violating any real iser. It's just that she's very promiscuous. That's all the word zona means. So I would have thought that's the only time that you ever have a real issue of esnan. But if there's other issues, if there's other isurim, then I would have thought that you don't have you don't have a problem of esnan. That's why it has to tell me dafka case of an almana, to tell me that even when there are other isurim like an almana al kohen gadol, it would still be a din of esnan. Okay, weiter. So the Mishnah had given an unusual example where there was a machlokas whether it had a din of esnan or not. And the Mishnah said, if you tell your friend, here's this animal, now send your shivcha to sleep with my eved. So Rebbe said it's not a din of esnan. The Chum say that animal does have a din of esnan. So ask the Gemara, v'ashivcha levin mishrasharia. That's 100% mutter. That relationship is completely mutter. So why would the Rabbanan say that that's called esnan? Meaning, according to Rabbi Lazar, fine, that makes sense, because Rabbi Lazar holds it has din of esnan even when there's no iser in the relationship. But according to the Rabbanan, there's got to be some problem in this relationship taking place in order for it to have a din of esnan. So what's wrong? So Amar Rav Huna etzloka Amar. No, what he was really saying was, don't send the shivcha to my eved, send the shivcha to me. And that's not okay for a ben chorin to sleep with a shivcha. When it says in the Mishnah that he said, send the shivcha to my eved, the Mishnah was just speaking in the Lishna Ma'al. Such a clean lashon, we have no idea what's going on, meaning it alters the entire case. But what he really means to say is, send the shivcha to me. If he's saying send the shivcha to me, why wouldn't that be esnan? That's very clearly esnan. It's a bia asura. So why would Rebbe say that it does not have a din of esnan? No, really, you have to go with the pashup shot in the Mishnah. It's not lishnama alia. He says send the shivcha to my eved. V'chikatani be'eved ivri. But we're talking about an eved ivri where you want to send the shivcha to. So that's the problem. So if that's the problem, yachi my time in the Rabbanan, shivcha levet every mishra sharia. But wait a second, no, that's also 100% permissible. You're allowed to give a shivcha to an eved ivri. So why would the Rabbanan say that this does have a din of esnan because it's a prohibited relationship? It's not a prohibited relationship. If you have an eved ivri, you're allowed to give an eved ivri shivcha kananis. Says Gemara, how come I skin come to lesla isha ubanim? No, we're talking about a case of an eved ivri who happens not to have a wife and children. The halacha is only an eved ivri who already has a Jewish wife and children that he left behind can be given a shivcha kananis. Only one who's tasted the beauty of Jewish marriage is able to be given a shivcha kananis, because then the assumption is that he's not going to be enticed to stay. He's not going to say hafti yasishti and be enticed to stay because of the shivcha kananis, knowing that he's got a family back home. But if he's single and this is his only life and this is his only wife, so then it's going to be more problematic, because he's going to be more enticed to stay. But anyway, that's the case over here where you're not allowed to give him a shivcha kananis, and you do anyway. So yeshlo isho banim rabba mosel shivcha kananis. If he has a wife and children, you can give him a shivcha kananis, but this case the guy doesn't. So he doesn't have a wife and children. You cannot give him a shivcha kananis. So a few issues over here. First of all, Rashi says, and what does Rebbe hold? Why does Rebbe hold, meaning over here, we're talking about a guy who doesn't have a wife and children, so we just said, you're not allowed to give him a shivcha kananis. So why does Rebbe say it doesn't have a din of esnan? It's a biyasura, right? This shivcha is also to this guy. This guy is not allowed to be given a shivcha kananis. Why would Rebbe say differently? So Rashi says a chiddush. Rashi says that Rebbe is cholik on the entire din. He holds that even when an eved does not have an isho banim, the tva is not going to be asur midin esnan, because it's a biyah mutaris lagamri. That even if he doesn't have a din of esnan, even if he doesn't have an Yishuv Banim, rather, there's no Isser. You're allowed to give an Eved Ivri Yishuv Chakananis always, whether he has an Yishuv Banim or he doesn't have an Yishuv Banim. That's an unbelievable Chiddush of Rashi that Rebbe argues about the Ikar Adin. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos says, no, of course Rebbe's Moda, that only someone who has an Yishuv Banim can be given a Yishuv Chakananis, and if he doesn't have, the Rebbe, the Master cannot give him a Yishuv Chakananis. It's that Rebbe holds over here, that nevertheless it still wouldn't have a Din of Esnan, even though this Bia's Aser, because in general, an Eved Ivri is allowed to be with the Shivcha Kananis. There's nothing fundamental about this relationship. Hutar Mechlalo, it's Hutar Mechlalo. There is a general general concept of an Eved Ivri marrying a Shifcha Kananis. Elamai, he's missing one of the requirements over here. One of the requirements is that you need an Isha Ubanim. But Rebbe would hold that that would be enough. The fact that Hutar Mechlolo, that in general there is such a concept of an Eved Ivri being mutter to marry a Shifcha Kananis, that would be enough to take away the status of Esnan. But certainly Rebbe would agree with this Ikar Adin that when he has a wife and children, he can be given a Shifcha Kananis. Otherwise, he cannot be given a Shivcha Kananis. That's the Machlokas Rishonim. The Bartanur in his commentary on the Mishnayos over here brings both Shitos, both the Shita of Rashi, as well as the Shita of the Rambam. The Achronim ask an interesting kasha that the Behuda in Madur Tinyana of Nezah Simon Lamed Aleph asks a kasha on the Shita on the Marshon Gittin Daf Mem Aleph. Marshon Gittin says the fact that an Adon is allowed to give a Shivcha to his Eved Ivri is only when both the Eved and the Shivcha belong to him. But if the shivcha belongs to somebody else, you're not allowed to give that shivcha to your eved, because the pasuk says that the woman and her offspring are going to belong to the adon. So that's got to be that you own the both the eved and the shivcha. Then you'll get to keep all the offspring. But over here, we're talking about in our gemara, ask the Nodi Behudah, we're talking about where a guy says to his friend, take this teleh and send your shivcha to my eved. And the gemara's first kasha is, what do you mean? Why should that ever be an issue of esnan? That's 100% mutter. That's totally okay to send someone else's shivcha to my eved. So ask the Nodi Behudah on the Marsha, according to you, Marsha, it's not okay. It's not mutter unless he's the owner of both the eved and the shivcha. So in the Beis Ephraim, in the Tshuva's Beis Ephraim, it's mitaretz, based on what the Rambam writes in the Perush Mishnayos, that the reason that Rebbe holds that it's not esnan is since an eved ivri is hutur mechlala, what we just said before, that an eved ivri in general is allowed to marry a shivcha kananis, even though this particular eved ivri, let's say, who doesn't have an Isha Banim, is not allowed to marry Shivcha Kananis, still wouldn't have a din of Esnan. So maybe even the Chachamim, who disagree with Rebbe, and would say, come on, if this guy can't marry a Shivcha Kananis, because he doesn't have Isha Banim, it still would have a din of Esnan, maybe even those Rabbanim would hold that he could be Matir the Esnan of an Eved Ivri who does have an Isha Banim, and his master gives him a Shivcha Kananis, but the only problem is that it's Asr because the master is giving him someone else's Shivcha Kananis. Because it's only when it's Ein Lo Isha Banim where this Eved is not allowed to marry a Shivcha Kananis at all, under any circumstances, that's where the Rabbanim would say the Esnan is Asr. But if you're dealing with an Eved who himself is permitted to marry a Shivcha Kananis, it just happens to be that this particular Shivcha Kananis is not permissible to him because this particular Shivcha Kananis is not owned by the same master. So even the Rabbanan might be Moda in that situation that it's going to that it's not going to have a din of Esnan, that the Esnan is going to be Mutter, because it's not enough of a Bia Asura to create a situation of Esnan. That's the insightful teret of the Beis Ephraim. Okay, says the Mishnah, new Mishnah now. Vezu mechir kelev. We said mechir kelev is also problematic to bring as a carbon. Anything that was mechir for a dog. So what does that mean, mechir for a dog? Homer lechaveru holok klazat tachas kelev. It means that you trade an animal, a sheep, for a dog. So that sheep cannot be used as a carbon. Vechein shnei shutvin shechalku. And similarly, if you have two people that are splitting up a partnership and they own a lot of animals together, and echad natal asara ve'echad natal tisha bekelev, one of them took 10 sheep and the other one said they only had 19 sheep. So how are they going to split this up? So one of them took 10 sheep, the other one took 9 sheep plus the dog. So in that situation, that would also qualify as mechir kelev, shekeneged kelev aser. All the 10 sheep that are on the other side, meaning that are opposite the kelev, that are on the other side, that are amongst the sheep of the guy who took the 10 sheep, are all going to be aser. They're all mechir kelev. V'she'ima kelev mutter, but the 9 sheep that are together with the dog are mutter, because they're not mechir kelev. They were never exchanged for a dog. Esnan kelev mechir zona, a weird situation. What if you have the opposite? You have someone who pays a dog owner to allow his dog to be given over for bia, for revia, for bestiality, or mechir zona. You trade a sheep for a zona, for a woman to be taken as a shivcha kananis. Hare elu mutar, these are mutar. Shneimar shnayim v'lo arba, because the pasuk says when it identifies esan zona mechir kelev, it says that both of them are asur gam shnehem, which implies only two situations are asur, not four situations. It has to be esen zona mechir kelev, not esen kelev mechir zona. Vladusein mutarin, heim vladusein. And the vladus are mutar, because shnehem, we darshan heim vladusein. Only these are asur, but the vladus of the esen and the mechir are not going to be asur, they're going to be perfectly fine. So says Gemara, Tanu Rabban, we have a brisa. Mechir kelev, zeu chalife kelev. Mechir kelev means to exchange something for a dog. V'cheinu omer timacharim chabalo hon, v'lo ribis b'mechir rehem. In the context of that pasuk, mechir clearly means that which you are exchanging for. So fret the Gemara, Ema esnon, here's the issue over here also, so we stick with the Bach. Ema esnon mamish, why don't we say that esnon mamish, so meaning that that it would include esnon of both a zona and a kelev. So says Gemara, imkein havutlasa. If that were true, then it would be three examples. Uksiv gam shnei and below shlosha. And the pasuk says that there are only two examples in this pasuk of things that are also to be brought as a carbon, not three. So mi kamrin anan esnon umechir. Esnon v'lo mechir kamrin. No, what we're saying is, how do you know that it's esnon zona mechir kelev? Maybe it should be esnon zona and kelev. And there is no such din of mechir kelev, of that which is exchanged for a kelev. There are only two dinim, the esnon zona and the esnon kelev. Same came, name akra lo savi esnon zona kelev. If that were true, the pasuk would have said lo savi esnon zono kelev. Midichsiv. Esnon zona mechir kelev shma mina. From the fact that it says esnon zona and separately it says mechir kelev, so then we see clearly that there are two, that there's a separate din of mechir, that it's not just esnon of zona and kelev. Radvaz raises an interesting subject. Radvaz says, what if you say to your friend, give me a tle in place of this dog, and in the end he gives you two tlayim? Do you say that both of them are asur mishum mechir kelev, or only one of them? Meaning, it's l'chora, it's tali completely on how much we compare mechir kelev to esnon zona. Because when it came to esnon zona, we just learned by esnon zona and daf chavtas on yesterday's daf, that if you say to the zona, helich tleze bischarcha, and then you send 100 tlayim, the Mishnah said, if you send 100 tlayim, even though originally the price was set at one, all of them have a din of esnon. We just say the same by mechir kelev. So we could say that the easy way to say is, who had din by mechir kelev? Why should it be any different? Or maybe it should be different. Maybe dafka by esnon, they're all aser, because the reason he's paying extra is because of chibas bia, because he's developing a relationship. But by mechir kelev, he's not developing a relationship with the dog. If it was enough to be machlif one tle for the dog, and he's giving a second tle, it must just be a matana bialma. Why would he give? Why would he overpay like that? Why would he give a second tla? So the Radvaz writes that from Rashi it sounds that the same din would apply by mechir kelev as well, that it would be that mechir kelev would be on both animals, because the svar by esnon that they're all aser is not because of chibas bia. Rashi says the svar that all 100 animals are aser is because they're all nitfas together with that echad. They're all nitfas together with that one. They're all considered one package, and therefore they all become usher with it. So over here also by Mechir Kelev, he sent two at a time, so both animals should be in the same package deal, and therefore it should be usher. However, Chazon Yecheskel points out that the Rambam doesn't sound this way, because the Rambam quotes the halacha by Esnan that no matter how many animals you give as your Esnan, they're all going to be aser. But by Mechir, the Rambam says, if you're Machlev a Kelev for Kama Behemos, so Ophos, so all of them are going to be aser. But it sounds from the Rambam only if that was the price, that if you were Machlev for Kama Behemos, Ophos. He never says that if you add more than the price, that it's going to be aser. He does say it by Esnan. He doesn't say it by Mechir Kelev. So the implication of the Rambam is that he holds that the two cases would be different, that it wouldn't line up with each other. Fine. Says the Gemara Vayter. Now, Hashutvin Shechalku Echad Natal, the Mishnah spoke about, if they're splitting, Shutvin are splitting up their animals, one of them takes 10 sheep, the other one takes 9 sheep and a dog. So, frek the Gemara, why would all 10 sheep be us in that case? Nepechadaladi Kalba, Vanachulu Lishtru. Why don't you just take one out from to be the one that corresponds to the dog? One of the 10, you'll say, okay, that was the one that was exchanged for the dog, and let the other 9 be mutter. Now, the case is that the value of the dog was more than the value of any one of the sheep, and therefore you can't just take out one sheep and say that's the That's the one that was exchanged for the dog. And therefore, the extra value of the dog over the value of a single sheep, we assume is evenly distributed amongst all the other nine sheep. And that's why it's going to be asuch. As Nish raises the obvious kasha, why don't you just take out two sheep and say that that's keneged the kelev, and the rest of them are going to be mutter. And even if the two sheep maybe is worth more than the dog, so maybe amongst those two sheep, one and a half of them are mechir kelev. So both of those sheep will be asur. Very difficult. Also, according to the Rambam, that if you have a tle that's worth the amount of money that the dog is worth, or more than the amount of money that the dog is worth, that tle becomes asur mishum mechir kelev, and the rest of the tleim are mutter. So you see, even if the tle is worth more than the demei kelev, it could still be mechir kelev. Meaning, so over here also, take out two sheep, and erech inami, two sheep may be worth more than one dog, but it should still be mechir kelev. Chazanish leaves us as a tzarachiyin, very difficult. Why the Gemara doesn't come up with this eitzah? It's not the most difficult eitzah to come up with. Very, very difficult. Why the Gemara doesn't mention this? There's a critical Tosos over here. Tosos asks, when the Gemara says nefek chadal ahadi kalba vanuch kulu l'shtari, take one out to correspond to the dog and let all the others be mutter, Tosos says that that would only work if you hold yesh breira. But if you hold ein breira, even if the demei akelev is worth the same amount as the tlaim, they would still all be usher, because it's not impossible to know which tle was actually exchanged for the dog. You can't afterwards just pick out one and say, yeah, this is the one that was exchanged for the dog if you hold ein breira. Only if you hold yesh breira can you say retroactively, I'm going to clarify which one was exchanged for the dog. But Tosfos is medayek that our Gemara is mashma that any time you have an isser that's mixed in with heter, a yavish be yavish taravis, anytime you have one non-kosher hamburger mixed in with two kosher hamburgers or whatever, or mixed in with two non-kosher and two kosher, whatever it is, anytime you have any sort of taravis, you could just take from the taravis the isser, and that would be matir the rest of the taravis midin breira, and you should say that this is the isser, that whichever hamburger I took out, that must have been the isser. Meaning, why can't you say that? That's exactly what's going on over here. We know that one of these things was really the one that was exchanged for a dog, and therefore one of them is usher. So we have the right to just pick out whichever one and say, yeah, that's the one that was exchanged for the dog, and that's the usher one, and the rest of them are mutter. If we had that right to do that, shouldn't we do that with any taroves? Shouldn't we do that with any situation of taroves? We never do that by a dine taroves. By dine taroves, we have dine mabittel. So what's going on over here? So Tosus answers b'shem Moria Rav that klal gadol b'dinza, the major rule over here is that any time that it was huvrar isuro mitchila, that there was a clearly defined identifiable isser in the first place, and then the taroves was created with heter, so then you're not going to rely on breira, because the taroves was heter be'isser, right? The taroves was that things that were clearly usser were mixed with things that were clearly mutter. But when the taroves was initially without any clear isser, it was already taroves by the time the isser was chal, that's when we're going to rely on breira. In our case, we never identified initially which animal is being exchanged for the dog. So therefore, it was a taroves in the first place. It was 10 and 10 animals. We had no idea which one was being exchanged for the dog, then you could pick one out. But if you have a kosher hamburger and a non-kosher hamburger, and they were clearly identifiable, and then they became b'taroves, so then you would not be able to pick one out. That's the teretz of Tosfos. Ritva doesn't like it, but that's Tosfos' teretz. Okay, right in the Gemara. Eslon kelev mechir zona mutter. We said that an eslon of a kelev and a mechir of a zona, that's going to be mutter. Amalei rav mi parzaki l'rav ashi mi noha mil sadam rabban neins nus l'behemos. Where did the rabban get this idea that there's no znus by behemos? Amalei l'nish makra lichtov eslon zona kelev. So it's the fact that the pasuk didn't say eslon zona kelev. The fact that the pasuk doesn't talk about eslon of a kelev tells me that there's no znus by a behema. Tani na mihachi minayin eslon kelev mechir zona. We have a brisa. How do I know that an eslon kelev and mechir zon is mutter? Shnemar beis v'lo dalid v'lo dosein mutar and shnemar gam shnehem heim v'lo v'lo dosein. Like it says in our Mishnah, Amar Rava. Vlad hanirva'as asura hiu vlad hanirva'u. If let's say a man is roveya behema, and that behema happens to be pregnant, so when that baby comes out, that baby's also going to be asur, because the baby was also nirva'as together with the mother, who's one unit. Vlad hanogachas asura, the vlad of an animal that gores and kills is asur, because hiu vlad hanakhu, because the baby was part of the mother at the time that it gored and killed. Vlad muktzav nevad mutter, however, the offspring of a muktzav nevad, of an animal that was designated or used for avodah zarah, is going to be mutter. My taima liime aksia liime palchila, because you had only designated or worshipped the mother. You had never intended to designate or worship the child. Odilmor, maybe, or I'm not sure if it's Odilmor ikadamri vlad muktzav never aser. My taima the nichale benifchei. Then maybe you could say no, it's aser the vlad of a muktza, because you want it to be fatter. You dafka want it to be fatter so that it could be a more gishmak avodah zara. So maybe the vlad, the fat that the vlad adds to the mother is significant. Amar Rav Achtavi Barami, Amar Rav Hamakadesh Beperesh Shara Niskal Mekudeshes. If a person is Mekadesh Nisha using the dung of a Shara Niskal, so then it's going to be Mekudeshes. Shara Niskal is Asur Bana. What about the products of a Shara Niskal? The dung of a Shara Niskal, is that Asur Bana? So we seem to be saying, no, she's Mekudeshes if you Mekadesh a woman with it. Beperesh Egle of Avodazara, ain't a Mekudeshes. If one is Mekadesh with an Egle of Avodazara, so then it's not Mekudeshes. So my time, well, why is that so? Ibai say Mekrav, Ibai say Mesvar. I mean, why should there be a difference that the Perish of a Shara Niskal is Mutar Bana, the parish of Avodah Zarah is Asar Bana. So it could be a pasuk, could be a svara. Ibai same as svara. If it's a svara, the svara runs like this: Nichle gabe Avodah Zarah benifchei. By Avodah Zarah, you want it to be as fat as possible. Gabe Shara Niskal lo nichle benifchei. By Shara Niskal, you don't want it to be as fat as possible. So the whatever comes out of it, not offspring, but the offshoots, whatever comes out of it is going to be something that was part and parcel of the Avodah Zarah, but not part and parcel of the Shara Niskal. Ibai say makrow, or we can learn from pasuk. Gabe avos chavim ksiv vayisacherim kamahu kol shat mahayim menu hareu kamahu. That it sounds like anything that comes from it, from the avodah zara, has a din of avodah zara. Gabe shor niskal ksiv lo yochal as besaro. Besaro asur pirshu muter. Says you shouldn't eat its basar. That sounds like the basar is going to be asur, but the perish is going to be muter. Next mishnah. If you give her money instead of an animal, the Eston Zona, right? Instead of paying the Zona with an animal, you just give the Zona money, so that money could be used to buy a carbon. That's perfectly fine. But if you give her anything that could be brought in the Mizbech, it doesn't have to be an animal, wine, oil, flour, anything that could be brought in the Mizbech, that wine, oil, and flour cannot be used on the Mizbech. It is Aser. It has the din of Eston. Let's say you give her an animal that's already hekdish, so then it's not going to have a din of esnan. It's already hekdish. You can't give it to her as an esnan and therefore make it aser. Ofos, if you give her birds, stam in general, even chulin, regular chulin birds, Hare Elu Asurin. That does have a din of Esnan. It's going to be asur to use those birds as a carbon. Shayi Badin, because one might have thought the following logical argument. Muktashin, which are so sensitive to that, if they develop a mum, it would make them puzzle. Still, the din of Esnan Mechir cannot be chal on them. Of sheina mum posel bone of which cannot be ruined by a mum. Eino din shloye esun mechir chal lav. So I would think for sure the din of esun mechir should not be chal, and it shouldn't be able to be ruined by a din of esnan. Because if things that can be ruined by a mum, like a behema, cannot be ruined by esnan if it happens to be a behema that's already hagdish. So an oaf which cannot be ruined by a mum, because there's no tamas v'zachros ba'ofos, an oaf can only be ruined by mechusar ever. So all the more so should not be able to be ruined by esnan. Tamalomar the kol neder lav yasof. That's why it says the kol neder to include oaf in the parsha of esnan. Kol asur in the gabi mizbech will the same mutar. Anything that's asur in the gabi mizbech, the vlad of that thing is going to be mutar for the mizbech. Rav Lazar Omer vlad treifa lo yikrov al gabi mizbech. He says yeah, but not a vlad treifa. Vlad treifa can't be brought on the mizbech. Rabbi Chanina ben Tigris Omer ksheira sheyanka min a treifa psulim al gabi mizbech. Even a kosher animal that happened to have nursed from a treifa animal is not able to be brought on the mizbech. If kachim becomes a trefa, you can't do pidyon because you're not allowed to be pod the kachim just to feed it to the dogs. And a trefa, you would have to end up feeding to the dogs. You would not be allowed to eat anyway. Tan Rabbanus, we have a braisa. Nasan lachit and vasasal solas. This is the major sugya of shinui. We're going to run through it, but it's a major sugya. If you give a woman, you give a woman a zona wheat, and she makes flour out of it, zaysin vasasal and shemen. You gave her olives, and she made oil out of it. Anav vasasal nyayin. You gave her grapes, and she made wine out of it. So are those things allowed to be brought in the mizbeach? Tani chada asurim v'tani idach mutarin. So one tana taught us that it's asur, that it's going to be a problem of esnan. The other one said it's going to be mutar. Amr of Yosef, because it's Shinui, and the Shinui changed the whole status of it. So Amar Rav Yosef, Tani Gurion de Min Aspora, Gurion de Min Aspora taught that Beishamay Yosef Beisil Matirin. The Beishamay is the one that says that it is Esnan, Beisil holds that it's Mutter. Beisil Savri Heimvel Vodsei and Heimvel Shinui Yain. Beisil holds just like the Vlados are not Asr, so too if you've been Mishana it, the different state, the products in a different state are not Asr. Beishamay Savri Heim Vlovlo Dosein, but Gam L'Rabba Shinu Yehen. Yes, Haim is exclusionary, and therefore the Vlados are not going to be included in the Yisr, but Gam is inclusionary, and therefore Gam is going to teach me that even with the Shinu, it's going to be Asr. Ul Beisil Hux of Gam. What does Beisil do with the word Gam? Gam L'Beisil Kasha. Gam is actually a challenge. That's a problem for Beisil. We're not sure what Beisil does with the word Gam. Tan Rabban, Beis Hashem Elokecha. You're not allowed to bring the Esnon to Beis Hashem Elokecha. Prat Lepara, Shein Bel Lebayis, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That excludes a para. I think that counts as a daf yomi coincidence, right? That excludes a para aduma on this Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Para, which is not brought to the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore is not included. V'chamram l'rabbel sasarikuin, and the chams say that no, it comes to include the rikuin, that even if you give a zona gold for her payment, you're not allowed to use that to like line the mizbeach or even other areas of the Beis Hamikdash. Man chachamim, who are the chachamim of Chisra b'Yosef Rabbi Yudahi, the chachamim are Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah, the Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa, nasan la'zahav, if you gave a zona gold, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudomer, enos and rikuin afilu achori beis hakapores, you're not allowed to use that gold to line different areas of the Mikdash, even the area behind the Beis HaKaporis. And the Gemara in Yuma says, Daf Chaf Aleph, that there are 11 Amos behind the Azara called the Achori Beis HaKaporis, where it's very kal in its level of Kedusha. Still, you're not allowed to take an Esnan to actually help build the Beis HaMikdash. That's what it means, Beis HaShem Elokecha, that you can't use it at all for the Beis HaShem Elokecha. Even if it's not for a Karban, it's just to help beautify the Beis HaMikdash. Esnan has no business over there. Okay, we'll stop there at the two dots, but it's from tomorrow. We'll continue from there, finish the sixth parak, move on to the seventh parak, seventh and final parak.